This is a HeadGum Original.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Live, you're trash. Live! Oh, I hate you, Instagram Live. I know. Hi, Kat. Hi, everyone. This is take two on a fucking live video. I'm gonna kill someone. Sorry. If you're listening, you're listening to RuPaul's Drag Race recap podcast called Dragger, the only one on the damn internet. And this, we're back in because Instagram is bad. And, the last video we had is gone forever. So I hope you heard some of the gold we were dropping. If not, hi. I'm going to keep by getting Oscar back in the chat. Holy fucking shit. Hey, if you enjoy us trying to give you content on lives that love to crash, I hate this.
They're trying to silence
us. Coins.
They're trying to silence us. Drag Race Holland is trying to... No.
If you're listening on the pod... No. If you're listening on the pod, guess what? We won't be silenced. This is take two.
We refuse to be silenced.
Because we talk trash about Drag Race Holland, and we're going to keep it up.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Throw us some coins at our Venmo. It's at my name, at Mono Agapian, or Mono Dash Agapian, whatever. And throw some coins to Oscar at Ozimo.
That's right. Yes. We need to upgrade our Wi-Fi, apparently. So please,
girl,
give us some coins.
I thought I had to go Wi-Fi. I am so... And now more than ever, what's good, Miley? What's good? What's
girl,
good?
Girl. Okay, let's get to it, bitch.
Let's get
because
back
we don't know when we're going to be silenced again by Big Brother. You know what I mean? So, like,
girl,
we gotta go. We gotta go, bitch. We gotta go.
Let's jump in. I'm sorry, y'all. We're doing this abruptly, but what we were talking about and got silenced on was Keita being cut from this episode. It is. It's a gag, girl.
It's
we're gonna fucking memento this and start from there and work backwards because this is the tragedy that kind of set off this whole episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Oscar. Mm-hmm. Keita's gone.
Unjustly so, especially when I don't think she did the worst in the acting challenge. And okay, so the challenge this week was they had to do a parody of a mystery show or something?
I don't know.
Like sort of Dutch Sherlock or something? I don't really get it.
The only thing I know is that the man in this mystery challenge is falling. That's the only thing I was looking
at. Oh, who was that? Who was that?
A fucking...
What's his name? I don't know.
Goofy statue man. He had that thing where he's so hot, but when you look at it, his head is like 2% of his body. You know? He like the fucking... viral weird trend, tiny head, big body.
What are you talking about? What?
You haven't seen that? It's like a weird Photoshop thing. Tiny head, big body is like a thing. And in case you forgot.
Oh, Betsy, she's here.
And she's, who's her true winner of Drag Race Holland?
Booby Poisson. Okay.
Betsy knows.
I mean, give Poopy the crown. You know, give Poopy
honestly,
the Dutch crown. Truly.
Maybe she deserved it. They're doing this goofy mystery challenge. I didn't understand.
I don't get it.
It was very hard to follow.
But, you know, we all agree Pooni did the best job, yes?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
She did the best job.
I did like Vanessa. I really did enjoy Vanessa.
Vanessa was good. Keita was fine. Vivaldi was, in my opinion, bad.
Yeah, they really loved her like goofy, like ho 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 devil laugh thing where I was like, what? I don't care.
It was weak. It didn't make any sense to me.
I'm
bored. The giant tits. Okay. Funny, haha, pipe. Okay.
Okay, we're making fun of production, right? You said strings, I said hooks. there's no longer strings in production. It is just, it is very visible. It's like when you go to a pre-K puppet show and they don't even bother to put the tablecloth in front. Mm-hmm. You're like, I see your dirty old bastard dad underneath the table pretending to puppet.
Exactly. It is like Kate Minaj's magic act, except without the curtain around it. Do you know what I mean? From that magic trick. So we got to see all the fucking stuff that was going on. Drag Race Holland season 2 was like Bernie, and the producers were the teenagers propping up that dead body. I mean, we were able to see it. We were able to see it all.
And they played the voodoo music, and we saw that dead corpse walk right into the ocean.
Don't you dare bring up voodoo into this. Voodoo's like, no, I don't know her. I'm not that dark sided.
No.
I don't play with the dark arts. No, that's just
I don't
sinister.
Do that. I mm-hmm. will say it's like they showed us how the chicken nuggets were made. You know what I mean? In Drag Race Holland 2, they said, guess what? It's pink slime. It's joints. And the audience said, yes, yum, yum, yum. I'll eat it. This is crazy. Bernie Sanders.
We can have Bernie Sanders.
Yes. Honestly, don't play voodoo around Bernie Sanders.
No.
He won't make it to 2024. Okay. So we're mad because they chop Kate Minaj, who's won three. She's won three challenges. However, what I will say is that do I think she earned all those wins?
No. But again, it's not about that. It's about the rules set in place by the show and then them literally being like, oh, never mind. Oh, no. Wins don't matter. Oh, no, never mind. Lip syncs don't matter. Oh, no.
Chaos.
It is anarchy. It is true.
Anarchy. You're right. Could never. It's anarchy.
Exactly.
It's
no,
nuts.
Chaos don't want to fuck around with Drag Race Holland. No.
Anarchy is, it's stupid because there's 8 episodes. She's won 3. That means she's pretty much conquered almost half of the series. And they said, no, thank you. That's too crazy. This is too fucking much.
I still couldn't get past the Vivaldi staying on the show despite her obviously cheating, going against the rules. That's when you know the rules. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights that they have set up for the show, they burned that shit to the ground. Mm-mm.
Did not matter. No. Did not matter.
Nope.
And you know, this acting coach they have for this episode, pretty harsh. She's a pretty harsh lady. She's like, that's
You're
bad.
Right.
Stop.
She wasn't having none of that.
Don't get in your head. But I did not like that choice. But try it again.
She saw how the chicken nuggets were made and she didn't like it.
She didn't care for
she
it.
She was not happy
Girl.
For it. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What else did I want to say? This is fucking crazy. I have nothing to say about this acting challenge. It's madness. Do we want to chirp and burp these runway loops?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, I liked all of them, I have to say. But let's
What
let's
was
get...
the challenge? What was the challenge of the runway challenge?
No clue. Was it just do something
Was it
good?
A theme?
Honestly, people listening, was there a theme?
Was there a theme that episode?
Runway?
Help us out, please, because I don't remember.
I don't either. I think it was just best drag as my opinion. Hi.
Interesting.
Please sound off if you know what this was, because otherwise I'm just going to chirp and burp it as is.
Hi, Age.
Hi, Double Dutch.
Oh, Double Dutch. Thank you, Kat. Okay.
So just being super, super Dutch?
Okay, sure.
Shirt work. Okay.
Dutch export plus the person. Okay. Okay. Sure. You know what? That was not for us.
That was not for us.
That was an inside joke only for the Dutch folk.
Yeah. It's not for us to judge.
Yeah. We were not a part of that party.
We weren't allowed, but I think Vivaldi comes first down this runway. And she's giving Viva Vanga fantasy.
Girl, I was thinking about you the whole time. Were you living?
Look. I love the Vanga Boys. I literally just came back from Canada to see the Vanga Boys. I do like this. It is very similar to a lot of her drag, but it is gorgeous. It's a great way to do a breakup print. I like the CD shawl.
Okay.
It's a chirp for me. It's really gorgeous. I like
this. Yeah. Okay.
It's not new for her though.
Yeah. I didn't really get the Vanga Boys reference though. Was I missing something? I mean, maybe I guess they were like
colors.
CD covers. I don't know. But for me, First thing I think about when I think Venga Boys, thanks to Betsy Starr on our other podcast, Podcast Called The Video Star, I think of
La Parada,
De Tetas. And I also think that old ass grandpa in the Six Flags Great Adventure commercial.
Agreed.
But so like
that would have been a gag.
Either of those things. So I was a little like, I really don't get this reference.
She should have had a damn Venga bus on her head. Cause everyone knows the Venga bus is what? Coming. That's why you don't leave the station. And unfortunately, Roxy Andrews was left at the Venga bus station.
Her parents said, "We're leaving you here. We're going to the Parada de Tetas and we want you to stay."
They said, "Boom, boom, boom, boom. I don't want you in my room.
I don't want you in my bus, bitch."
This is a chirp. It could be more Venga, but it's really gorgeous.
I mean,
zebra, the colors, the craziness.
I love the nod to the Venga boys, but I did not understand it. It was good. It's a light chirp, very light chirp though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's fair. Next, we have My Little Pony. Her look is come back to bed, Fred. It's a bed. There's breakfast. She's wearing a quilt.
She gave us Courtney Act. She gave us
very
Courtney
Act
season six. Like, we're
Courtney
not stupid.
Courtney knows how to do sexy.
I'm sorry, could you say that one more time?
Courtney knows how to do sexy. I'm not doing it.
You said it like an absolute creep the first time, so.
I didn't hate this. We have seen this. The hair is hideous.
The hair was terrible.
A shame, because when she took off her wig and I saw it looked so cool with her hair, just her hair underneath.
Yeah. She needed to get a better wig, but it was fine. It was fine.
Her drag has never been her most exciting look.
Oh, that's interesting. She has turned out some really great looks, I think, on the runway.
But nothing has beat her what? Boy look. And that's
wow. She said trade of the season, bitch.
She's a gorgeous boy. Here's what's funny. She is gorgeous as a boy. And the fact that she has not figured out how to bring that beauty to her drag is confusing.
It's different, though. Girl, it's different. It's different.
Of course it's
different. Some of the tradiest trade is some of the ugliest drag queens. I'm going to say that. I'm going to be real about that. Okay?
But I'm confident someone will do her makeup and she'll be like, oh, now I get it.
I think she looks great as a drag queen. I think her makeup is fine. I don't think that has anything to do with her looking like trade. You know, pretty people can do drag too sometimes.
Bye, pumpkin. Bye, pumpkin.
Slap me. Slap me then.
You spit on me, you fucking boy.
No, but you know, I do like Pune. I thought Pune was going to take this all the way. Come to find out, she did not. But,
told you. Yeah, I told you Vanessa was going to win.
Also, you know, it's so funny because my roommate was saying that My Little Pony looks like Trixie Mattel, but just hotter. And I can't unsee it. I can't unsee it, bitch. I truly can't unsee
it. Wow.
So let's know if you agree. If you think My Little Pony looks like Trixie, only hotter. Sound off. Let me know, because I
am speechless. I am all the way speechless. I can't unsee that. Hi, Tony. That is.
Do you agree? Do you disagree?
I fully agree. That is fucked up. It is. Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I want you to go back and look at her out of drag, and you're like, oh my God.
Oh my God,
that's
girl.
Trixie.
It's a when you order it online, when it comes in the mail.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep. That's exactly it. Mm-hmm.
That floored me. Uh-huh. That floored me.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that's not right. But mm-hmm. It's okay. We got to talk about Vanessa Van Cartier's Miffy with a spliffy look.
I think this is my second favorite look on Drag Race Holland season two.
Yeah. It's great time for her to do something weird and different.
Yes, exactly.
Gorgeous, weird, trippy, dead mousy.
Love a Miffy. Love a Miffy.
And usually doing creepy little girl looks.
Yeah.
It's Drag Race poison, you know?
Yeah. Poopy poison. Yeah.
You're poopy. Coco Montrese, Electra, Fence.
That's right. Yes.
You land in the bottom two and you dress like a creepy little girl, but this was a whole nother fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Girl, Electra, Fence.
Ooh, ooh. Wow. That was a good one. I like that lip sync. Did you not like the lip sync?
I like the lip sync. I did not like her in that little girl drag. That shit was creepy as fuck.
It's creepy. Don't do a little girl. Mm-mm. Never do it.
No.
Kate,
we're drag queens, not drag princesses. No.
Thank you. I mean, not toddlers in tiaras. We don't like that. That's creepy. Yeah. Kate Minaj's like dark-sided metal craft Maleficent. What
it was made out of like car parts. This felt very Project Runway, unconventional challenge moment. I thought it was fine. I thought it was good. It wasn't the best by far.
Maybe
I think
the
Vanessa
LeMay
definitely won that, but. It was
maybe
fine.
The fabric isn't as elevated as the rest of it, but it's pretty stunning.
Thank you, Mayhem Miller Chocolate Judd moment. That's correct. Don't do that.
There
that
you go.
Sent her
Thank
home,
you.
Bitch. That sent her home. So
that
don't
sent
do
her
it.
Ass home.
Mm-hmm.
This is an absolute chirp. It's and it's sure. She's done a lot of similar witchy stuff, but this is definitely like the most successful witchy thing she's done.
I agree.
This is crazy.
It was cute.
It was cute. They make us watch this damn acting challenge again, which is not helpful. Oh.
And that lasted centuries. I mean, at this point, like, the last thing I want to see drag queens do is act.
Right.
Don't do that to us. We don't do that. They're not fucking, they didn't go to Juilliard. They're not trained actresses. Don't make them act, okay? Sweet, simple, good.
Make them fight. Literally make them fight. Be like, and now. And not even a lip sync. Right. Just like, you guys have to just have a bitch session really right now.
I would love that. Make them like meet with some like fight choreographer and let's do a stunt show. Let's do a Waterworld show a la Universal Studios.
You would.
Because I live for that. That is my favorite ride at Universal
the Kevin
Studios.
Costner don't fucking of drag.
Ooh, bitch.
You are thirsty. The Kevin Costner of drag. That's what you are. That's what you are. That's
I can. The
are.
Jealousy is really coming out, Mono, and I don't like it. The jealousy really seeping through the screen. Okay.
Look, jealousy is a killer in this industry. Okay, so consider me a zombie.
Exactly,
okay?
Bitch. Exactly.
Okay, we have this lip sync to Queen with Vivaldi and Kate Minaj in the bottom.
Holly.
No, but first of all, My Little Pony should have been in the bottom. They dogged
her.
They dogged
this
her.
This was
look.
Her week to be like, okay, bitch, show the fuck up. Show up.
And this was clear that the producers were just like, we don't want to send home an obvious person. In fact, we'll go so far as to truly send home the person in fourth place. We're going to take them to the finale just because.
Stunts being pulled.
But is it a stunt when this is no longer a stunt? Because I think like a stunt is
it's shenanigans. Wow, yes, buffoonery, stunt, shenanigans, buffoonery.
I think this is buffoonery, which is different than stunts and shenanigans.
You're
a
right.
A stunt
you're right.
is roses, okay? Shenanigans is Alaska sending Roxy Andrews home over Alyssa.
Right, over the top. You're right.
All right, you know that's what you know what I mean.
Yeah,
buffoonery
is this.
This is buffoonery.
Buffoonery, the house down boot.
It is stupid.
.com.
I wish Kata literally just threw a fit. I mean, if you're gonna go,
she deserved to. She had every right to throw a fit. She was like very together. She kept it together. And you know, listen, Kata is not my winner of Holland 2. Love Masisi will always be.
Yeah.
But did she deserve to be in the final? Finals? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And for her to be robbed of that opportunity and then give it to a queen who literally cheated.
That's really stupid. And
buffoonery.
I'll say it. She doesn't do good in the final challenge in her verse, which we'll get to.
Oh,
she says Vivaldi 8 times in her final verse, where I'm like, what are we doing?
And then talks about her phone moment, which is like, girl. Mm-mm.
Right, which is really funny.
For this?
It's
for this?
Really
we lost
funny.
Kata for this? No.
No. And, here's another even crazier thing I'll say is like, if she's going to be the villain, keep her the villain. You know what
is
I mean?
Is she the villain? Would you call her the villain now?
She kind
I guess
of,
so. She was Vanessa's antagonist, I guess.
They tried to give her the Fifi Roxy Andrews fantasy where they were like, you're the top three villain. You're the person who absolutely won't win, but maybe something fun will happen. But then nothing fun happened.
Nothing fun happened, no.
She didn't do any fun villainry. It was just this weird thing of like, it was just weird. I'm just
she
like, why
was
are you here?
So not top material, like finals material at all.
No.
And I stand by that.
I mean, look, you're not.
You know what we really missed was Tabitha being in the finals. Honestly, how much would you die
it
to hear
funny.
Tabitha do a verse? I would have loved that.
It would have been fun and enjoyable, girl. She would have brought something fun. And you know what? Have you seen Squid Game yet?
I haven't.
Watch it and then we'll talk. Yeah, we'll watch it and we'll talk.
You love? Do you love?
Yeah, I did love. And it's okay. Very Drag Race. It's very, I mean, obviously the memes are floating around the internet already, but we Ooh. Need the Squid Game Drag
we
Race
We need a Squid
crossover.
Games challenge.
You're going to love it. It's really gaggy. It's drag.
Oh,
it's
I'm excited.
So stupid. Should we talk about these returning girls runways real quick? Because
yeah,
they're so fun.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to chirp and burp these girls from the season, and I forgot all of them. But
not all of them.
The first one I was like, oh, are you sure she was on the season?
Who was it? Juicy Couture. Okay.
She's wearing a silver Jiffy Pop dress with a pink updo. What do you think? Chirp or burp?
Moving on.
Oh, not even in for your not consideration.
I mean, girl,
Reggie B coming down
in your area.
Sort of in a purple and black moment. What do you think? What do you think?
Girl.
Did you watch the episode?
I did, but if it's not memorable, I'm deleting that from my hard drive, bitch.
Okay. I would chirp the silver Jiffy Pop dress. I'm going to say.
Okay. She still can't walk. Because that's what I was clocking. I was like, has her runway walk improved? No, it's still just as bad. Bye.
Very funny pun, Wabney. I'm gonna chirp Reggie B's big purple dress.
It was cute.
It's very simple, but she looks good.
I mean, Reggie B's not our fashion girl, so like, that's
no,
okay. And that's okay.
Okay. What about Love Masisi?
Come on!
Deo. Like,
come on! Come on!
You're so stupid. Her
come
Deo.
On.
This Beetlejuice look is everything. It's a chirp. It's great. Wings,
I mean,
claws.
Again, the winner of Holland. I don't care. I don't care if the facts are facts, but my opinions matter more. The winner.
I know.
Of Holland, too.
Gorgeous, stunning. Ivy Elise Monroe in this googly moogly eyes googly pants
cute.
Suit blazer. I like this. I'm gonna chirp it.
It was cute.
It did take
you know,
me a second to be like, oh, it's googlies. Okay, work.
Well, you need glasses. But I wasn't
you're wearing
that
glasses.
They were, well,
you're literally wearing glasses.
I know that, but
you're literally
I wasn't
glasses.
Confused by the look because it was very obviously googly eyes, you dumb, stupid fucking bitch.
Not all okay? of us can afford, not all of us pour our money into big televisions. You know,
wow.
Some of us. Not all
but
of
you're,
us.
But you're a writer, though. You're a writer.
Oh, but I'm a writer. Exactly, because I'm putting pen. I'm putting the pen to the paper.
You
I'm pouring
bitch.
Myself into my art. Whereas you're doing what? Consuming other people's art. Because you're a consumer. Because you're a consumer.
See, now this kind of fight I would live for on Drag Race.
Me too. Okay, we have the Countess giving you like Violet Chachki showgirl.
It was cute. I mean, Countess serves, you know, she serves looks.
I'm going to burn it.
I like it.
It's just like whatever.
That's because you're racist.
Yes, I am.
That
I'm
was
racist.
A racist attack against white people.
And you're a champion for whites. I'm so.
Wow, that was a racist attack against mayonnaise folk. I can't.
Can we just
by
talk
this.
About Tabitha's dress already, you maniac? With a picture of herself on it.
It was so bad. It was so bad. It was like stiff.
It was so bad.
The material was so stiff. It was like cardboard. But then she turned around and she won me over by her picture. I was like, okay, it's a chirp now.
Like chirp.
And that shit was so close to a bird, bitch.
I do want her shape to be better.
She'll get it. She'll get it eventually. She'll look at herself on TV and be like, okay, that wasn't working. Let me work with someone who will help me. And they're all sisters now. So, you know, she'll get help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll chirp it.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin'. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin' helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin' is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin' is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin', I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin' today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin' app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin' is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin' is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain, because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try, because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go visit betterhelp.com/draghert today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/draghert. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
But now we have Kate Minaj's, what I'm guessing would have been her finale, which is like this white, what is trut? What is T-R-U-T? Kind of white, spiky, silver moment.
Yeah. Very Kata.
Very Kata.
Kate Minaj.
If she was going to wear this for the finale, then I would not have crowned her. Because this is like very what she's kind of done already.
I guess you're right. Yeah, this is nothing new. She's not bringing anything new to the table. She just wanted to wear a little comfortable dress.
Yeah.
And it was cute for her.
Cute.
So I'll chirp it.
Yeah, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you feel about, we're going to talk really quickly about Fred's feathered corset moment with the red hair.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I did like it. I thought it was cute, you know? Oh, do you not?
No, I thought it was fine.
Okay, I don't believe you when you say that.
I guess I just don't care, but I mean, that's fine. She looked a lot better than last season.
Facts are facts.
Okay, this episode, we have this pop star that I don't know who's giving me Ariana Venti.
Oh,
she's giving me.
She was giving me Ariana Tall.
Tall.
I mean, she was cute. She was really nice. But girl, did she seem nervous to you? Because I was like, I'm nervous for you. What? Why do you think she brought some nervous ass energy? I could tell she had braces and maybe felt a little insecure about it. But apparently she's like a big pop star in Holland. But girl, with that, no, I was like, huh?
Can I say who Vanessa is really treating this episode like a pageant? She's a pageant queen.
Yeah.
She fucking gained this episode like the Q&A portion of the pageant.
100%. Or at least that's what it was cut and edited out to look like. Because
I think she knew what she was doing.
On that episode, we realized as it was happening that Vanessa got it in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
1,000%. Whereas before, I was like, always top three. From the very beginning, I was like, oh, top three material always, but not a clear winner in my eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then only until the last episode was I like, oh, shit, maybe Pooni doesn't have it in the bag. Oh, this, okay, Vanessa's got this. Oh, Vanessa's going to win. And sure enough, she did.
Pooni just could not win to me. I just, like
never?
I said.
Not since day one?
No. She shouldn't have been in the top three. It was boring. It was just like, it was just very fine.
For you, your top three was Juicy Couture, Vivaldi, and Vivaldi again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And still Juicy wins. even with those odds. I just like Pooni. I'm just like, Pooni, truly. I'm going to sound so
I
mean.
Like Pooni's drag. I'm so sorry to say this to you, but I think I live for Pooni's drag. I think Pooni was the most polished queen aside from Vanessa. Like,
was she?
I think
aside
so.
From Vanessa.
And y'all can come for
so
me
not
if y'all
the most
want
polished
to.
Queen.
Y'all but can not, come for me if y'all want to, but I said what I said.
What do you mean most polished aside from Vanessa? Then she's not the most polished queen.
Aside from Vanessa.
But then what's the point of bringing that up? She doesn't have the superlative.
She's polished. Whereas other queens don't really have, they're not consistent.
That's
like
not
Pooni
how superlative
was.
Works. In your high school.
But I'm not a high school yearbook say, bitch. I'm not giving you superlatives. I'm giving you my
class,
what
clown.
Opinion. That's what
if
I'm giving you, bitch. And if you don't like it, you know what you can do?
Person.
Not listen to my opinion. But then to
popular,
all of a sudden judge my ass for my own opinion, that's
person.
What I call what? Silencing. Because you being like Drag Race Holland right now trying to silence us
person.
On this Instagram. You know what? And you're just as bad
I
as the monsters,
you.
Bitch.
I hate you. What monsters? What monsters?
Your face, your mug, bitch.
Monsters under my bitch? Mom, there's a monster under my bitch.
That should have been Pooni's look.
Truly. Okay, Vanessa's stunning. Her interview was amazing.
Yeah, it was great. Her verse, I thought the best.
I did too. It was
best.
Fun, gaggy. She told a story. She
looked
also
stunning.
Threw some shade.
Did you like the song, bitch?
I like for what this is, yeah, I did.
It was cute.
Like,
I lived for it. I was like, oh, let me try to find it somewhere. Couldn't
better
really
than most
anywhere.
Rue songs.
Yes.
Which
yes.
Is,
agreed.
It was fun. It was like you would want to write a verse to this. That's a treat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The only cringe moment was at the end when the girl was dancing with the other queens because we all know those queens cannot move to save their lives.
Yeah.
So that was the only cringe moment. But other than that, I thought it was pretty good. That final challenge was great.
Yeah, it was really cute. The video was good. I mean, this video took a day, if not two, to shoot. I'm sure they did in a day. But like the way this was filmed was great. And more Drag Race girls should get the opportunity.
I was a bitch, girl. The
to do
budget,
a video like this.
That
was,
looked, I mean, they put all their money into that video. And I want to see that with the American queens.
It had style. It had movement. They had multiple angles. It wasn't just like, this is my country is just like, it's just like, we have one camera that's going to cover everything. This was sets, moments.
Tom brings up an interesting point. It's like, why did they structure the episode like a flashback?
I actually liked that.
You
I
did?
It was, clever.
It was a little bit of a, huh? I was a little confused. But yeah, you know, I was.
Well, I thought it was clever
cute.
Because, okay, here's what I'll say why it's clever. The final episode is always boring because it's just recap.
Yeah.
To start with a runway kind of tricks people into being like, it's happening.
Right.
Oh, it's not happening.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was clever.
Okay, can we talk about the little Fred and the contestants like one-on-ones?
Sure. The only one I cared about was Vanessa's.
No, not that. I'm talking about like all the eliminated girls coming back and Fred talking to them. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah.
It's all forgettable. It's all forgettable except for when Fred talks to Love Masisi.
Yeah.
And was like, why couldn't you rip off your entire mask?
It
was glued on my head. And the way Fred just dismissed it, I was really fuming. I was like, ooh, I was like a tea kettle with the steam coming out.
It was stupid. You know? And I wanted Keita to have more of a, like, I feel like I literally wish she talked to producer was like, can I pop off, please? Like, for the sake of your TV show and my sanity.
Yeah.
Can I just say?
I wish there was more of a moment there, but.
Yeah. You know. That would have been cute. It would have been good. I mean, if you're going to produce, at least include a fun scene like that. But no, cool work.
It was so like quick. And I mean, I really wish Love Masisi and Keita like let her have it a little bit. Because first of all, what she did with Love Masisi was so rude. Because clearly we all have eyes. We know that Love Masisi won that lip sync. That was some petty thing that happened to the... I mean, I don't know. If you can't tell, I'm so fucking...
Insane.
Mad about Love Masisi being eliminated so early in the competition.
It was stupid.
Keita should have let her have it too, because that was unfair. That was unfair. Yeah. Rigotry happening.
To be fair, she is a slave to the rhythm.
I mean,
Why did she say that so many
Because
times?
She got nervous, bitch. She got nervous.
Okay, let's chirp and burp these final runways. Okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Or, I mean, is there any other moments I missed?
No.
Did I miss anything?
No.
Okay, we have Vivaldi's I'm a squid thing. I'm a squid, I'm a rainbow moment.
Yeah.
It's very her.
It's cute.
It's good. I do like it.
I like Vivaldi's aesthetic. I think that's her strongest. That's what she brings to the competition, is her like center aesthetics. Is it really anything new? I don't think so. I don't think Vivaldi's saying anything new, really. Aesthetic and but that's it in terms of like personality. Anything else? No. But it's a churn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you're gonna be a villain, be a villain. It's like, and also if you're like, oh, I cheated, I should have been disqualified, I'm still in the top three, okay, I'm gonna pop off then. Let me be the villain. Let me be stupid.
Yeah.
It's an absolute chirp. I like these weird octopus things. It kind of reminds me of your Ursula look you did in drag.
Oh, my iconic look?
No, I didn't say that. I said your look.
You live for your drag? Is that what you said?
Never said that. Never said that.
I should submit a tape.
If anything, your drag puts me on life support. And I...
Yeah, because you're... Yeah, because you're... You're dying for it.
Oh my god. Get off my back.
Pooja, what is this behavior?
Pooja. Okay, let's move on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
My Little Poonies look pretty stupid. It's like, whatever.
It was like the most disappointing, I think, of most of her looks. Yeah, it was a little like, Oh, okay.
And then when she took off the coat, it was like, no, 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 put it back on, put it back on. it was like when you're having a filthy hookup with someone and you're like, they're wearing like some sort of kinky mask.
Experience. Uh-huh.
And then they take off the mask and you're like, oh, no, 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 no.
Put it back on, put it back on, put it back on.
Put it back on. She's a butter face. No, mm-hmm. But this is fine. It's not good. It's just not good enough for the final three when you look at these other two looks.
Yeah.
It's very fine.
Yeah. Agreed.
I like all the pieces of it, but not together.
Yeah, it was just okay. It was just okay.
I don't care.
You know what? Fair. Very
and
fair.
Vanessa's finale look. Amazing.
The fact that she shaved her head. I mean, that was a big moment. And again, like you were saying, she knew exactly what to do to win the damn crown. And I'm
sure
like,
did this
bitch fucking planned it from jump. I knew she had that blueprint ready. She had everything.
She's continental. She knows what she's doing.
She knows this. The bitch has competed before and has won many, many times. And this was no different.
And she was like, this is how I'm going to do pageant. In the format of Drag Race. Remember exactly. I talked about my baldness issues earlier? Well, guess what? I'm making it part of my story in the Q&A.
And then who's to say that she sort of nudged Vivaldi to sort of shit on her hairline? And who's to say that she
who's to say
the stunt?
That she was like, I'm going to pop off the thing. Today.
But also to have a little wardrobe malfunction
yes.
as a psychic.
Yes.
So then conceive that storyline. What if it was all planned, bitch?
What if it was all planned? Because she was like, oh, I kind of shit the bed on that challenge. Time to pop off. Time to give the producers what they want.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's a mastermind. I hope she comes out and says,
for that alone, give her the crown. At that moment, give her the crown.
I mean, I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. And I really like this look. I think it's very,
it's fucking gorgeous.
Castlevania. It's fucking spooky, ooky, kooky.
It's
Simon
gorgeous.
Belmont's revenge.
And beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And beautiful.
It really
and
is.
Also, how annoyed were you when she hinted at the fact that there was a reveal that was going to happen. I was like, girl, don't say that now. Let us see it later.
I know. I mean, you know, we're getting there. You know, she's doing her damnedest. What are you going to do?
But Miss Robin Fierce, we're talking about Drag Race Holland Season 2, the final
Robin!
Episode. We love you.
She's looking really, really stunting.
Robin Fierce. Everyone follow the fucking Robin Fierce right
she
the fuck now.
Really good. Okay. Long time comrade of the cast. We love Robin. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Should we just talk about the final two lip syncs?
Let's do it. Vivaldi gets the chop, which about fucking time.
I did want to see her awkwardly walk to the side of the stage. Like, am I allowed to watch the ending or do I really have to go backstage?
I wish they just like held her backstage for the whole time. I do like her exit though, her running. It was fun. It was cute.
It's cute.
But
it
I wish cute. That happened sooner.
I sure do. Girl,
would we
sure
review
do.
Dragula, girl?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe,
we have to choose
maybe.
Between that or Canada.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing. Or fucking Italy. I'm so tired.
You look it.
And I, you know who I stole the look from? You. Stole the look from you.
Are you saying that I'm your drag mother?
Yes.
Okay.
From the house of exhaustion.
From the house of lethargy, honey.
Okay. Final two lip sync. They sing a Shirley Bassey song. I thought this was a fun lip sync. They both have reveals, but Vanessa has one that's pretty amazing.
And meaningful and important and just all around. The bitch is smart. The bitch
smart.
Is fucking smart.
We see her
no
gold
one
ass
could,
titties.
No one could come close to anybody against Vanessa. Vanessa would win, no matter what anyone
I
else
know.
Did.
I know. How did you? I couldn't keep my eyes off Vanessa. Did Poonie do an okay job? Or
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know because all eyes were on Vanessa. Honestly.
Yeah. It was good. It was fun. She's a queen.
Yeah.
Popping deserve that win. Gold deserve dust win. Off your
But
tits.
I'm going to say too, one wow. thing we didn't talk about was Envy Peru on the panel
yes.
looking like our queen.
She was
truly
she's
looking
stunning and gorgeous. And I think she still does way. Fred's makeup.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, she looks stunning.
That's why Fred looks better this season.
Woo!
But Envy Peru just is truly one of the most beautiful queens to ever come out of Drag Race.
She really is. And I hate to be a cunt, but like when you look at Envy Peru and I'm thinking who fits next to her, it's kind of a no contest. You know what I mean? When you're looking at the
facts.
Dutch Drag Hall of Fame moment, you're like, I'm sorry, but Pooni can't really
fair.
Stand
you know
next
what? Fair.
To
you know what fair her. And Vanessa actually fits the crown very
thank
but,
you
but gag the gag girl the gag
the gag is
so far every single girl from Drag Race Holland 2 is an immigrant is not from Holland
work oh my god I didn't even think about that that's
mm-hmm. wow. we got a Peruvian queen and an Italian queen
wow
which I love
wow damn, I do like that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that moment. I was like, oh shit. There are no Dutch queens that have taken the crown. It's all people from other countries.
Well, Oscar, we're at the end of one of the craziest seasons in Drag Race history. I will say they successfully made such crazy choices that we're talking about it. Whereas yeah. I feel like in season one, I fell off on season one because they stopped making as crazy of choices.
It was hard to watch. It was a bit of a slog, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, is that a success? And is that the future of Drag Race? Is the what? Future of Drag Race...
buffoonery?
Is it? Like, it's because
certainly,
now...
It's certainly heading that way.
Because now
certainly
it's like...
heading that way.
We have to reinvent the wheel. But guess what? The wheel still has to be round because the car won't go. How do we reinvent it? I don't know.
Girl, those are questions.
These are questions
that we don't have the answers to.
Bitch, Oscar, where can we support you?
On Venmo at Ozzymo, OZZYMO. Please send me some coin. Please, please.
Oh my God, very desperate.
Please give me money. I don't
very
have
very desperate.
if desperation gets me paid, bitch.
Hello,
bitch.
And that's drag.
And that's drag.
What is the line?
The house, exactly. The house of exhaustion and desperation, honey. I'm in both houses.
Throw me some coins at my name on Venmo or PayPal. Maybe it's Mono Dash or Gappian on Venmo, whatever. You
she
get
don't
it.
Know. She doesn't
I'm
need the money.
I'm the hairy one. No, I don't. I have plants.
Thanks, EBT.
So, y'all, thank you for listening. If you like listening to our buffoonery, riggery, diggery, and stunts, you can support us at Podcast Kill the Video Star. Very Work. Fun queer podcast where we talk Work. About music videos. It's honestly, it's so fun. Sorry about it. It's very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bitch, work. I love you. I can't wait to see you soon. I guess we'll talk again.
I mean, we'll talk cunt. Soon. Yeah. I love you very much, you stupid damn bitch.
All right.
I love you.
All right. Hey, and just so you know, you're the Trixie Mattel to my little pony.
You wish, bitch. You fucking wish. Mm. You will always and forever be what? Tabitha.
I have to go. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.